you want to break the barriers that seem to hinder you from being a high flyer? Do you want to rest on the shoulders of those who have broken boundaries against all odds? Do you want to rise above your current level? Then this is the place to be. Welcome to the Rising Heroes Podcast. This podcast is committed to showing how to ride from where you are to where you should be. Grab your pen and paper as we make welcome our host, Toluche Francis.
Hello there, and thanks for joining me once again. My name is Toluche Duff Francis. Right, so we started a series sometime last week where we talked about how to get your thoughts out of your head and begin to live a meaningful life. And I remember very well that the first episode actually had to do with why you act the way you do, which basically was about how to control your thoughts. We focused basically on how exactly you can control your thought last week, or let me say last episode, as the case might be. But today we'll be looking at something different. Now, don't forget that we're looking at how to get those things that are in our head, all those thoughts that you have in your head, how to get them out so that you begin to live a really meaningful life and not just living a life of I thought, right? That is very important that we bring ourselves to that particular point. All right, so on this particular episode, let's look at something I've tagged just one thing. All right, I've called it just one thing because I was trying to look for a title for this particular episode, but I couldn't get, all right, so I titled it one thing. Now, it's incredible if you think about just one thing. Now, how can something we can't see control so much of who we are? This is referring to our thoughts, actually. You know, you can't see it, but it controls so much of who you are, right? Determines what you feel and what you do. And in fact, it also determines what you see and what you don't, right? Your thoughts also dictate how you move or sleep and inform what you want, what you hate, and what you love. And so capturing your thought may seem an impossible task, especially when you consider the potential number of thoughts per minute. Now, researchers tell us that we have over 30,000 thoughts a day. I'll repeat, over 30,000 thoughts a day, according to research. Now, that means that we might think about 31 thoughts per working minute. Now, so it means that for each waking minute, there's a tendency of you to think about 31 thoughts. Now, you have 24 hours a day, right? So imagine if you're having 31 thoughts per minute. So multiply 31 by, how do you do that now? By 24, right? By 60, if I'm correct. But I mean, that tells you how much thoughts we go through on a daily basis, how much of thinking we do. That tells you how much of thinking or how much thought passes through our head every time we are awake. All right. And you now begin to imagine that what if one thought had the power to interrupt all your spirals and bring peace to your mental chaos? Now, what if just one thought had the opportunity or had the power to interrupt everything that you're going through? What if just one thought could bring you peace? What if just one thought could bring you trouble? What if just one thought could bring you to that point where you're able to find solution to all of your mental challenges, all of your mental problems? Now, it's interesting to know that sometimes as you go through your thoughts, it seems like you have gained some clarity, what you call some eureka moment, and feels like scales are falling off your eyes. Sometimes you're without hope, right? But as you sit down to think about it, all of a sudden your face might lit up and it will seem as if you have found something you have really been looking for. Now, we must always ensure that we do not fall victim of our thoughts. And that simply means that we must ensure that everything that goes through our minds each and every day, right, goes through it in a filtered manner. Like I shared with you last week, it's important that we pay attention to those thoughts that go through our mind. And so when we talk about capturing our thoughts, right, it begins to look like something that's impossible. But remember in the previous episode, the last episode, I talked about the fact that when you pay attention to your thought or you pay attention to your actions, you realize that it's a circle, it's a chain, so to speak, right? Because it begins from what you think, what you feel, your decision, and then your action. So like I said, research has shown that over 30,000 thoughts are processed within us a day. Now let's try to look at these. Let's do some calculations together. So you have 24 hours in a day. Now, if they're saying that there are 30,000, let's just peg it at 30,000, even though they said over 30,000, but let's just say that you have 30,000 thoughts a day. Now multiply that by a week, right? 7 days make a week. So you have 30,000 times seven. Now imagine how much you can do, right, with just one thought. Now, not now talk of that volume of thoughts that goes through you. Now, so it means that you can actually take actions with just one thought. Now, imagine if one thought interrupts your day-to-day lifestyle. Imagine if just one thought interrupts how you live your life on a daily basis. Imagine if just one thought interferes in the affairs of your life. Now, you can imagine how this is going to change the course of things. You can imagine how just one thought can change how you see life. You can imagine how just one thought will decide what you hate and what you love. How one thought will decide where to go and where not to go. How one thought will dictate how to sleep. How just one thought will dictate how to move. How just one thought will dictate what you can see and what you can't see. Basically, your thoughts control you, right? Your thoughts control you, whether you like it or not, irrespective of how much of a genius you may be. Your thought basically serves as the powerhouse for all that you do. I remember back in high school, we were taught in biology that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, right? So your thought is your powerhouse. It then means that for you to actually take any action, for you to do anything, your thought processes it. Now, this is why it's important for you to understand that all that you need to make any decision, the bedrock for making any decision is your thoughts. The bedrock, the foundation towards any action whatsoever that you take is your thought. The beginning of your life, the beginning of everything that you want to do is your thought. And to my dear friends, as you listen to this, I want you to begin to ask yourself that what exactly are the actions that I have taken that I had to regret? And what actions have I taken that seem to be the best decision I've ever made in my life? Now, if you're able to identify those decisions, then you can sit back and begin to think about what were the thoughts that you had when you were making that decision. You can begin to ask yourself that what exactly that thing I was going to achieve. Now, let me bring a dimension to this to you. Now, imagine the thought before and the thought after. Now, I would explain this. What exactly are your thoughts towards doing something? What exactly are you thinking about before you take an action? Now, when you have taken that action, you come back to think about the action again. So I like to call this the pre-action thought and the post-action thought. Now, the pre-action thoughts are the thoughts that come to you that now make you to take decisions and then you act, right? These are the thoughts that come to you before you make any decision at all or before you take any action. They are the basis. Those thoughts are the basis for which you act. They are the basis for which you feel. They are the basis for which you make decisions. Now, you make decisions and sometimes you may not be excited about those decisions that you have made. Other times you may be excited about them. Now, trust me, the reverse is what happens. Now, when you make decisions, now your feelings come first. Now, when those feelings come, then begin to think about those decisions. Now, whether you now like them or you do not like the decisions that you have taken or the actions you have taken is a function of how you feel. Now, remember that I shared with you in the previous episode that it begins with a thought, a feeling, a decision making, and then an action. But you see, the moment you take that action, it goes backwards, right? What I would call a reverse. And so it begins to be, you look at the action and the decision that you made, and then how you feel, all right, begins to dictate or begins to move you towards thinking about the thoughts that you had before you took that decision. And so your pre-action thoughts and your post-action thoughts help you to evaluate every decision that you would make and the ones that you have made. Now, the man that is able to think ahead, that is able to consider his actions before acting, is a strong man, is the man that I would say is a genius. And so you see people who are doing very well, and then we hail them and say, hey, that guy is a good guy, that guy knows what he's doing. What you do not understand is before he made that decision or before he took that action, he thought ahead of the consequences of his actions. He did not just think about acting at that moment. He wasn't moved by impulse. No, he sat down, he documented, and he decided that it was time for him to take this action and was going to make this decision. Now, having made that decision, you saw the action. You saw the result of the action, perhaps, but you were not in his mind to read the thought. You were not in his mind to understand the thoughts that had gone through him, right? But you saw the behavior and you saw the actions. And so what that means basically is that your pre-action thoughts are very important. It's very important that you think about the consequences of your actions before you act. So don't just think about your actions. Think about the results that your actions will bring. Think about the reward that your actions will bring. You must ask yourself, at the end of the day, when I make this decision, will I be excited? Will I receive a pat on the back? And someone will tell me, hey, that decision that you made was a strong one. I salute your courage. Or will I sit back and say, if only I had known, I wouldn't have made this decision. And you see, your entire life, irrespective of how long you live, you would always have to make decisions. And that means that you always have thoughts running through you. All right, decision of who to marry, decision of what job to take, decision of what career to pick up, decision of what school, what college to attend, decision of what subject combination. You would always have decisions to make, whether to take up a role or not, whether to pick up a job or not. All right, so you are constantly thinking. Even while you lay on your bed, you are thinking, all right? You think about what position of your body should be on the bed, what side of bed you want to sleep, all right? So it's important that you understand that every point in your life, you are thinking. So you can't afford to misuse the opportunity of making good decisions, all right? So do not be that man, do not be that woman who begins to think after acting. Think about the action. Think about the consequences of your actions before you act. That at the end of the day, when you bring together your post-action thoughts, you do not stay in regret. But hey, let me give you some hope here. Perhaps you have made some decisions in the past, and it feels as though those are the worst decisions of your life, and you are currently regretting them right now. Come on, there is hope for you. All right, the good thing is that we make mistakes in life. Right, we've made some bad decisions before. Now the goal is that you don't go back to making so much bad decisions again. That don't go back to making bad decisions. Now, how can you avoid this? Let me see if I can share this quickly with you. Now, I tell people that it's important that you find a place where you can always get some form of coaching or some form of tutoring, all right? And that's because we all did not wake up. All right, we didn't wake up to become the genius that we are. We went through a journey. All right, so it's important that you understand that it's okay for you not to have it all figured out. In fact, when you make mistakes and you make errors, it's an opportunity for you to know that there is something for you to learn. It means that you have not completely learned all that you should learn as far as your journey is concerned. All right, so what you can do for yourself is sit down with someone who has gone ahead of you, who has gone through the ropes, and learn what they have done, all right, and see where you're missing it and make corrections. And if you don't have someone coaching in your life or a mentor, I advise that you get one today. Ensure that you get someone that you are studying. Ensure that you get someone that you are mirroring, that you are seeing how they are doing their things. Now, note, it doesn't mean that you replicate what that person is doing, but it means that you can look at what they're doing, adapt it to suit what you want to do, and go break legs. Alright, so thank you so much for listening. Let me stop here. It's becoming too long already, but I hope that you have picked one or two things. In case you're listening to this and you've had issues with self-confidence or you have had issues with self-doubt, I'm organizing a 12-day challenge. It's in the Facebook group, and I want to urge you to join me. Or I'm going to put a link down below, so just click on it and ensure that you join me in that group as I take on other people and we go on this challenge together. What is that decision that you need to make? But you are stuck, you are afraid, you're doubting yourself. Come on, join me on this challenge. Just for 12 days, you'll make those decisions, and I can bet that at the end of the challenge, you will not remain the same person because your confidence would be on a high pitch. So I come your way again, remember that the power to make decisions lies in your thoughts, and the power to guard your thoughts lies with you. See you some other time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode. Hope you learned something new. Do join us next time. For inquiries, speaking requests, and much more, please send an email to toluche@toluchefrancis.com. See you next time on the Rising Heroes Podcast.